Thousands of new books are published every year in this country, but librarian Nancy Pearl tells Marcy Silman, sometimes it's good to revisit old friends.
I always feel that if someone hasn't read a book, however old that book is, it's a new book to them. And I am a rereader, and I picked up recently off my bookshelf Carol Shields' novel Larry's Party. Now, Carol Shields is best known for the Stone Diaries, which I have to say I have not reread because it's been out at the library, so I haven't been able to get it. But I love, of all her books, I think Larry's Party is my favorite.
Did that precede or
followed? Yeah, it followed the Stone Diaries. And what Carol Shields does so well, and what I think readers who are approaching this for the first time or rereading it as I did will really appreciate, is the way she can take an ordinary life where nothing much happens and make it incandescent with meaning.
Wow. Okay. Do you want to give a brief synopsis of Larry's
yes.
Party?
So Larry, we meet Larry when he's a young man growing up in Winnipeg, which is where Carol Shields lived. And we follow him through his first marriage, his divorce, the birth of his child in his first marriage, and his growing, you know, he's not a scholar. He's not really a good student. He goes to, doesn't know what he's interested in. He decides to take gardening in a technical college, flower arranging, actually, gets a job as a flower arranger in a little florist shop in downtown Winnipeg, and gradually develops an interest in mazes and in garden design. And you follow him so from when he's about 18 to his 50th birthday.
I should say this is a slim book. It's
yes.
not a big tome.
No, it's a very, it's a, because Carol Shields was one of those terrific writers who was very appreciated during her all too brief life. She died quite young. But now people don't read her so much because she's not on the new bookshelf. Mm. And always my goal is to bring back those older titles and have more people read them.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that she takes ordinary people and writes about them. Most of us are ordinary people. I'm not sure our lives are all incandescent, but to us, they are.
They are. Now, to Larry's life, his life is not incandescent. I mean, I mean, what Carol Shields has going for her is these amazing powers of observation, where everything that happens in Larry's life has a meaning and will have meaning in the future. He sees his first maze on his honeymoon in England. How amazing, and that's going to be his life, our mazes. And we talked last week about how mysteries come full circle. Well, Larry's, and it's called Larry's Party, Larry's life comes full circle.
Well, it sounds wonderful. A book by the late Carol Shields called Larry's Party. And we were laughing because this book, which I'm not sure how old this particular copy is, has Carol Shields' name very big. Larry's Party is written very small. So maybe it's time, you know, you should just revisit what Carol Shields wrote and you can just go to Carol Shields.
Absolutely.
Librarian Nancy Pearl speaking with Marcy Silman. Nancy is the author of the Book Lust series and a regular guest on The Record. You can find all of her book recommendations at our website, kuow.org. Search for Nancy Pearl Books.